This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Previous clinical trials have suggested links between vitamin D and cardiovascular disease. Low levels of vitamin D increase your risk of the disease. Vitamin D supplements could lower the risk. However, a new study of 21 clinical trials concludes it's not true. In this edition of Vital Signs, Dr. Srinivas Gudametla, a cardiologist with Texas Health Fort Worth, talked with me about what prompted the idea in the first place.
There have been some observational studies in the past that suggested vitamin D may improve cardiovascular disease risk. Observational studies are typically flawed in that there could be other confounding variables that could affect the study results. People enrolled in such studies may be exercising more, they could be eating healthier, and we know that both of those factors could play a significant role in the decrease of cardiovascular disease risk.
What does vitamin D have to do with the heart, if anything at all?
We don't know quite what it has to do with the heart. There has been some talk about it affecting calcium levels, but there's really no direct evidence that that calcium within the heart would make any major difference in terms of the microscopic level affecting cardiac muscle contraction and vasodilation and so forth.
So where does growing support for this idea come from?
I think growing support comes from the fact that vitamin D supports bone health. It reduces the risks of fractures, reduces the risk of osteoporosis, and so forth. If they have better bone health, they tend to exercise more. They tend to be much more physically active. They tend to be more proactive in taking care of themselves because they feel better. And all of those factors have a significant role in improving cardiovascular health.
If not for some impact on heart disease, who then should be taking vitamin D supplements, if at all?
We know that vitamin D can actually improve bone health, immune status. It is felt that vitamin D may actually improve the resistance to multiple disease processes, such as cancer, and improve immune function as a result. So I think in terms of general health, as we get older, I think vitamin D is a good idea. And in fact, a lot of primary care physicians are making the diagnosis more frequently of vitamin D deficiency and prescribing patients with vitamin D. I see a lot of patients in the cardiovascular world who are on vitamin D for other reasons.
In the meantime, since vitamin D supplements don't really do anything to lower heart disease, what then is the best way to approach that problem?
The best way to lower heart disease is start early in life. If you take care of yourself starting when you're young, teaching our kids to be healthy and learn healthy lifestyle and healthy diets, physical activity, don't smoke, all of those things are going to have the biggest impact in reducing cardiovascular risk overall. I mean, there's some people genetically prone to developing cardiovascular disease at a younger age, and we can't control for that factor. But we need to take advantage of the things that we can control to reduce cardiovascular disease, and we need to do it early, and we need to encourage the population as a whole to do it early.
So as you get older, it's not a case of lowering heart disease. All you can do at that point is try to treat heart disease.
Once they come to you with problems, the state of the disease is so advanced that now you're trying to treat what's there when it would have been better to do things in the 20 or 30 years before to prevent it from occurring in the first place. Exercise, a heart-healthy diet, high in fruits and vegetables, avoidance of trans fats, avoidance of too many sweets, and just a good heart-healthy lifestyle.
Dr. Gudametla, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.